Beecher and Associates. This is Bob Beecher.
This is Carl Collin back from Customer Service. How may I help you?
You're with, this is about a charge to my card.
Okay. Can I get your zip code to see what's going on with your account?
Yeah, it's 92375.
Okay, can I have your first and last name?
Robert Beecher, spelled B as in boy, I-C-H-E-R.
All right, and can you verify your address for me?
The mailing address is P.O. Box 7010, Redlands, California, 92375.
All right, sir, so I do have an account that's being pulled up under your name. Just bear with me for a couple of minutes while it loads. All right, sir, so your account has loaded up.
Okay, last month I called regarding the same charge of $67.32 on November 7th. And they told me why I got charged is because I didn't read the fine print, apparently, in the thing. So I canceled my objection with my credit card company and went ahead and paid the bill. They said they would cancel it, and they gave me a confirmation number, and I can give that to you. But then on this bill, I get the same charge showing up again for $67.32 with the same date, November 7th.
Okay. I'm looking through your account, sir, and I do see that your account. Okay, yeah, the. I'm sorry, I'm having a big brain fart right now.
It's so, okay. Yeah. It's all right. Customer service is a tough job. I'm not upset with you. I would like to just get this resolved. People have no idea how hard customer service is unless they've done it. So I respect the work you do, and I know it's a tough job. I'm not upset with you at all. So you do what you need to do.
All right, sir. Thank you. But I do see that your account is in chargeback. That means that you already set up a dispute with their bank, right?
Well, no. What I did was on the bill that came last month with the charge of $67.32, I tried to call a bunch of times, never got through. So finally I called my credit card company and disputed the charge. Once I did talk to someone with your company about the charge, and they explained that, if I didn't do something within 3 days or whatever, that they were going to charge it. I said, okay. I'll call my credit card company and I'll remove the dispute and I'll go ahead and pay it this month, but I want to cancel it. And they said, and the young lady I spoke to was very nice, and she said she would cancel it. I would get no further charges. And the cancellation confirmation number, I can give that to you, is 262-481-163.
Okay. So, I do see where your account was canceled. You weren't charged any further. The last charge I see was on the 7th, and this charge has a chargeback on it, meaning that your credit card company did speak with the company, and they agreed to put the money back on your account. From my side, I can't give you a refund on this charge because, we're not allowed to give refunds if it's in chargeback. What I suggest you do is speak with your credit card company about this charge and see if there's something going on with it. Because, yeah.
So am I going to get charged again?
No, sir. You won't be charged anymore. Your account has already been canceled.
Okay, so I just need to call my credit card company and challenge the charge because I did go ahead and pay it. All right. Okay, thank you very much. I do appreciate your time and help, and you're assuring me that I will not get charged this again.
No, sir, you won't get charged again. You were charged on the 7th, and if you were to be charged again, you would have been charged on the 7th on this month. You won't get charged again.
Okay, because both charges show the 7th. So, all right, I will call my credit card company.
All right.
Thank you very much for your help and time, sir. I appreciate it. My best to you and your family. Have a very happy holiday.
All right. Happy holidays to you too, sir.
Thank you.
No problem.
Bye-bye.